BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. My name's Andrew, I'm 16 and I'm from Harlow. You might not know this, but on New Year's Eve, I accidentally kissed my best friend's dad. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Andrew, thank you for introducing the show today.
That's okay.
Do you listen every day?
Yeah, every... Actually, I'm more of a free download listener. Because I've got school, it normally finishes at 5 o'clock.
Are you one of those people that uses the free download to get to sleep as a sleeping aid? Because a lot of people do that.
Yeah, which sounds quite weird because it's your voice that sends me to sleep, but pretty much, yeah.
I think maybe we need to start putting a warning on the free download saying to people not to drive.
Yeah, or heavy machinery.
Yes, do not operate heavy machinery whilst listening to the Scott Mills Daily.
I think we're going to have to start doing that.
I just get so many Twitter messages and people saying on email, oh, I use your podcast to get to sleep.
That must be quite weird.
It's a little bit, but I'm trying not to take it as an insult.
No, I wouldn't. I'd take it as a... You're sending the nation to sleep. That doesn't sound so great.
Yeah, thanks for that, Andrew. Yeah, cheers. Thanks a lot. Now let's talk about New Year's Eve, shall we?
Yeah, let's talk about New Year's Eve.
Everyone has a little cheeky kiss at midnight on New Year's Eve, but who did you have yours with?
My best friend's dad.
Right.
By accident, though. I just have to say that.
Okay, can you talk me through exactly what happened, please, Andrew?
Okay, so I'm at this restaurant with my family. I would much rather have been at a party with friends or something, but I was at this restaurant, and as I was, like, walking to the toilet, he was, like, on the dance floor.
Who? The best friend's dad was on the dance floor?
Yeah. And right. Then he saw me, and so he, like, came up to speak to me. And then, as he came over, he was trying to talk to me, but I couldn't really hear him because of the music.
Yeah.
And then he, like, leant in to talk to me. And I didn't really know what to do in that situation, so I just went and kissed him.
What? On the cheek?
Sort of cheek, part, lip area.
Okay.
In that zone.
Did you think that he was leaning in for a kiss?
I don't know. I'm not very good in those sort of situations. And he just got really close. And I couldn't process. He was probably trying to just talk to me. So I just panicked and kissed him.
We've all done it.
Have we?
No, just you.
Yeah, he didn't look too happy. He looked pretty horrified.
What was his actual reaction, though? Was that not really awkward afterwards?
Yeah, he looked at me, and I looked at him. I sort of scurried off to the toilet, but I do a car share with him. You can tell it's awkward.
So you see him every morning because you car share on the way to school?
Yeah, it's pretty awkward.
What, still now? Like, at the end of January?
I'm hoping he's put it out of his mind, but I can't. I still think it's possibly the weirdest thing I've ever done.
Andrew, if Alexandra Burke would say, if she was here right now, there's an elephant in the room.
There is a rather big elephant in the room.
Yeah. I never really saw the meaning in that song until I took this call from you.
Okay. Or there's an elephant in the car, which is probably more apt.
There's an elephant in that car. Oh, well, that's embarrassing. You won't do that again, will you?
No, I'm not planning on it.
No. Yeah, but you weren't planning on it this year, to be honest, and it still happened.
Yeah, I know. So that was my New Year's Eve kiss, basically. I haven't really seen it like that, but yeah, that was it.
It was. Until next
<That's>
year.
Great.
All right, good one. Good to speak to you, Andrew.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And thank
have
you.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you for introducing the show today. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I'm rubbish at those as well. Like, every day it happens to me, I go in for a kiss when I meet somebody, they don't. Every time I go in for just a handshake, they go in for a hug. I can never get it right either.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
When I kiss you on your cheeky lips, all I ever picture is you with him.
When I kiss you on your cheesy lips, and then I realise that you're my best mate's dad. Not the best song to play after that, but I didn't plan it that way. All right, Becky?
I think you were doing it just to take the mick out of him.
Was not. Maverick, Sabre, and no one. Super Bad Damn is next, and also I've got my new big thing. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
How you doing, Scott? It's Mark.
All right, Mark, what's going on?
Well, I was just phoning up about the story. Basically, I had an interview with the Royal Mail, and at the end of it, when my boss leaned into the handshake, he kind of leaned a little bit too far, and I kissed him on the cheek.
Right, so, so this is a job interview?
This is a job interview, yeah.
Okay, and you, he just leans in and gets a bit close, and then your reaction is just to kiss him?
He kind of stumbled forward, and, like, the cheek was there, and, yeah.
Yeah.
But you called him your boss, so did your kissing technique work then?
It did. I have actually got the job.
Yeah!
You see? Always kiss your interviewer on the lips. It works every time.
On the lips?
Oh, well, wherever. Oh, it wasn't on the lips, like. What are you doing right now, please?
I'm up in Tenby in the snow looking for my dog, because I've lost him in a field.
Aww. Oh. So what colour is your dog?
He's white as well.
Right, OK. So you've lost your white dog in the snow in Tenby.
I have.
OK, well, I hope you find him soon.
OK, thanks, Scott.
What's the dog's name, please?
It's Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky. Oh, you know, it's more cats than dogs, isn't it?
What?
Yeah, Rocky, 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 Rocky. Do you do that to dogs? I thought that's more of a... Yeah, that's more cats, right?
Yeah.
What do you do to dogs? Rocky, get here!
Yeah, that'll work, I hope.
Yeah, all right. Well, I hope that worked. Love you, bye.
Right, love you too.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills. It's nearly home time on Monday. It is for Olivia, who's 15. She's in Bath. Been doing mock GCSEs all day, which is a little bit long. But just wants us to cheer her up, really. She says, and I like this, I apologise for my slacking on listening live recently, but I have been revising. But I have been making sure that I get the free downloads from the Radio 1 website. Well, that's all right. I don't mind when you can't listen. We've discussed this before. It's just you need to let me know beforehand. It's a bit like kind of going on holiday. Like, if you put a note in saying, is it all right if I have this time off, then that's absolutely fine. So thanks very much for your text, Olivia. I appreciate it.
But you need to approve it before they book flights and stuff.
Yeah.
Or start revising. You can't just go off revising willy-nilly.
I think revision is okay, but if it's just someone who maybe has a job and they just suddenly, without warning, take time off and don't listen to the show, let's say they go off on holiday for a week, without me approving the leave, then that is when it becomes a bit of an issue.
Do you want me to put the form up on Facebook?
I think we should, actually.
Yeah?
If you can put a leave form up there. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this before. And if you are, you know, going away soon, just let me know. Let's put one up on Facebook. Just search Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm getting loads of holiday requests from listeners who can't listen on certain dates. Like, Steve in Edinburgh is going to New York March the 7th for a week. I'm going to have to get a little book. You know, like, have you seen The Hotel recently on Channel 4? Did you see it last night?
Yes, I did.
Where he refuses, Mark, the manager, refuses to use any kind of computer. So just has a massive book where he uses Tippex and coloured pen to write in the bookings.
A hairdresser appointment book of the old days.
Because he refuses to use a computer. Was it like 80% of his customers don't know what a computer is or something?
Yeah, 70% of people in the UK use the internet. The other 30% are his customers.
That's it. So he's got this big old hairdresser book off of the 80s and he's just kind of writing it all in there. And
it's fine when the girl does it, but when he gets involved with the Tippex and the highlighters, it all goes wrong.
I love that girl. What's her name? Alison. But she does do that thing, which is really annoying, where she holds onto her S's for too long. So you've got a bed and breakfast. You'll really notice that now.
I haven't noticed that at all.
Thanks for calling the Grosvenor Hotel. How can I help you today?
She runs it and he just faffs about, which I like.
Anyway, I need a book like that because so many people saying they can't listen on certain dates.
Well, I need to go on an IT course because I'm currently trying to upload the leave form to Facebook and it's not working.
Okay, but I might have
to draw one in paint. I've done like a proper official one and everything.
At some point there'll be a leave form which people can fill in.
I just can't get it up.
Then I'll approve it and then you can go off, all right? And you do need cover, so you need to tell me who your cover's going to be.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know, the other week you were basing your conversations with people, mostly with me on text, on your magic 8-ball.
Yeah, I get... I'm not doing that so much this week.
Why?
I just got a bit bored of it.
Well, there's only so many answers.
I didn't actually get much done.
No. It's not that productive, is it, as a conversation?
No. It was only you that really kind of got into it.
When was the last time you had a fortune cookie off of Chinese Meals?
Long, long time ago. They bought chocolate mints just before I fainted last week.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Did I mention that I passed out in the Chinese?
Yeah, you did. You said you lay on the floor.
Yeah, I didn't even get my chocolate.
Did you not?
No.
Well, they probably thought you needed sugar because you were fainting. Bring her the mint. A fortune cookie won't do. She knows she's already fainted.
I don't think I've had a fortune cookie.
Whatever.
The ones with a little bit of paper in.
Yeah, you just snap them open and there's a little bit of paper.
Yeah, I don't think... I think they taste like ice cream cone. I don't like it.
I know what you mean. One of my friends is obsessed with these. Now, I didn't think you got them anymore. So she had a Chinese takeaway last week and she asked them specifically to send fortune cookies because I don't think they automatically give you them now. Prawn crackers, yes. Fortune cookies, not so much. So the meal arrives and the cookies are there in the bag, ready to be opened. Now, I didn't even know this. I didn't know the correct etiquette with a fortune cookie, but apparently you're supposed to eat the food first and then open it. Because what I would do, if I saw her in the bag, I'd be like, bosh, open them, read your fortune, then have your meal. That is not the way around.
It's sweet, isn't it? That's like having crumble before your pie.
I suppose. But if I saw like a little fortune cookie in there, I would definitely open it first and eat it. But that's really, really bad luck and you're cursed till the end of time, apparently. Anyway, so she eats the meal, opens the cookie, and the little magical slip of paper falls out, and she is reading far too much into it. So this is last week, and the little paper says, "On Monday, you will be successful in everything you do." So as you can imagine, she woke up full of beans this morning, properly excited about the day ahead, because today is Monday.
Yeah, she would be.
Yeah, gets on the bus this morning, the bus breaks down. Then she gets the train because the bus isn't working. That is massively delayed. Gets to work like an hour and a half late. Checks her lottery ticket from the weekend. Not even a tenner. And now she's just got herself a EuroMillions ticket for tomorrow in case they were a day out. It's not like, seriously, you're reading far too much into this. Aren't they generally quite generic as well? That I think, like, I always get like, somebody is speaking well of you. Okay, good. A friend is a present you give yourself. That's the kind of things they say. And it's like, what does that mean? But I'm thinking, can you get the fortune cookies without the little bit of paper in?
Well,
you must be able to buy them online somewhere.
Why would you want that?
Well, because I'm thinking we should all go out for dinner with her and then just plant whatever we think on the little pieces of paper. And make it really specific to her, because she is totally bought into this fortune cookie thing.
Well, how do they get the bit of paper in there in the first place?
I don't know. Maybe it's like a little secret, like the secret recipe, where no one actually quite knows how to get the little bit of paper in.
Is there a slot in them?
I don't know, because you just break them and the paper, the little magical bit of paper falls out. If anyone knows if I can get fortune cookies without the paper in and I can insert them at a later date, just to kind of say what she wants to hear, could you please let me know? I'd be really interested in buying some.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Don't get them so much anymore, but I was asking if you can get them where you can just pop the little bit of paper in yourself. So my friend, who is obsessed and believes everything they say, if I could just put really specific messages into her, she would totally buy that. It looks like we're going to have to make our own. They don't sell them without the little slip of paper in. How hard can that be, though? We can do that, can we?
Yeah. Are you up for baking them?
I can have a go.
Do you know, I found a website in New Zealand where you can specify which message you want. As long as it's less than 150 characters, they'll put it in for you.
Oh, it's like those card ones that you see advertised, only with cookies.
Yes.
That's quite good.
If it's going to come from New Zealand, there's going to be some shipping costs. But one of the pictures on this gave me a brilliant idea. It's got the lottery numbers on it.
Yeah.
What we do, take her out for a Chinese on a Wednesday or a Saturday night.
Yeah.
After the lottery numbers, put them in the cookie.
Yes.
She goes home, goes, oh, double checks on the
just have
on
a look
the
at
TV.
Just have a look at my cookie slip and,
OMG,
oh,
I
my God.
I could have won, but I didn't buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Gutted.
That's brilliant.
Should have gone for Chinese at lunchtime.
Should we do that? I like that. Also, like, people are getting really good messages, which I'm quite jealous of, in their fortune cookies.
Like what?
Like, this isn't chicken. See, I would lol if that was in mine.
My favourite so far was, you are going to go on a cruise.
My favourite is, your friends all agree that your head is too small for your body.
That's not a real one.
Well, someone says it is. The fortune you seek is in another cookie. Or,
that's just to encourage you to eat more.
You will be hungry again in 1 hour.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, earlier today, the whole team were in the studio, man. Laying down some tracks. We haven't mentioned this for a while, but we are making a song in the style of David Guetta. He's had so many hits. Like, it must be hundreds by now. They all follow a certain formula. We're trying to emulate that formula. And within the next few days, people, we should be able to give you our David Guetta-style song. Because let's face it, he's rich. And how hard can it be? We're about to find out. So if you go to the Scott Mills Facebook now, just search Scott Mills on Facebook, you can see us in the studio earlier. The one that doesn't speak is kind of producing this momentous track. And I was told during my vocals to channel the work and the vocals of Sia on the current David Guetta smash, Titanium. Unfortunately, I couldn't go that high without squawking.
It was funny to listen to you try, though. You'd get stuck in, you know, when you sing and then you get so high and then you realise that it has to go higher.
I can't go that high.
You kept Sia getting stuck.
Yeah, I mean, that the Sia track with David Guetta, Titanium, I love, but it's difficult to nail in the shower. Do you know what I mean? You can't get that high. Titanium! So you end up squawking. So they didn't want that. So I just went lower and lower and lower. And now, just sound a bit like Example. And that wasn't the idea.
Why do you say that as if it's a bad thing?
No, but I was told Sia, and now I just sound like Example, and they are two completely different styles of singing. Chris was there. He's got a kind of Pitbull-style rap during the song.
Well, he had to be there, because he's like the producer of it all.
Yeah.
He's turned into a right...
He's like, the exec.
Yeah.
And he was told to channel Pitbull, which I think he did rather well. And we've still got to do your bits, haven't we? But we all took part in some backing vocals today. Now, I don't know whether you've done backing vocals before, everybody. But
I hadn't.
They make you feel like an idiot because you have to sing something over and over again to the point, you know, when you say a word over and over again to the point where it doesn't mean anything anymore. That was what was happening earlier here. This is us whoa. Early this morning.
Whoa.
This is me. Over and over again. Yeah. So, all over again. Again and again and again. Just sounds stupid, doesn't it? Especially if you're listening, as the one that doesn't speak was, without any music behind it, just that, as you heard then. So that was my ones, and then we've got Chris doing his backing vocals. Listen to the difference.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa.
Considerably louder.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa.
This track's going to be great, though.
I think he thought he was at a Watford game.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've left it with the auto-tune, people, and when do we think it's going to be ready? What, the next few days? Really? As soon as Thursday?
Well, it's hard because...
Well, Becky, it's not hard.
Well, it is hard.
It's not. We were in there an hour. Like, okay. And we're not even used to this. Guetta must be able to finish one off in 5 minutes.
Mm.
Anyway... Hopefully, we will have the results of our David Guetta style song on Thursday for you all to listen to and enjoy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I rode a bike yesterday for the first time in ages. I can still do it. And I was quite good. I'm not actually good at sport, but I surprised myself. A bit like that time when I was the best in class at long jump and didn't realise I could ever do it. And suddenly, really good at it. I doubt that I could repeat that. I think it was just a fluke on sports day. As a one-off at school.
Mm.
But, like that, I was racing up and down the hills. I was really good.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to get a bike now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is it one of those things?
Yeah, I thought about it yesterday for about... There was a window of about an hour. I was like, I'll get a bike. Not so much now. Right. Who wants to win some Scott Mills points?
Yes,
I know
please.
You do. Do you?
Yeah.
Do you know how many you've got? Do you keep a tally?
I've got... No, I was going to make up a figure and lie to you and try and add some more on, but no, I don't. I should.
Have you got enough for a toaster yet?
No.
Spice rack?
No.
Oh, you need to do better. Okay, so there's some points up here for grabs. Let me know if you need some on 81199. Let me know your guess as well. Play along. So this is on Channel 4 originally and then on More 4. More 4's good, isn't it?
Mm.
All the stuff you miss. And it's Jamie's Great Britain.
Oh, that is good.
Where he goes round the country...
In his van.
And this is the episode where Jamie Oliver goes back to his roots, his Essex and East London roots.
Oh, I didn't see this one.
And he's got the cockles and the winkles and the mussels and all those gross things that you can eat.
Oh, I've never had them.
But
no?
No, not for me. I mean, a lot of people like them.
Mussels? Are they like the ones you get in the...
I don't really know. Like, I went to Southend once and they give you like a little polystyrene cup. And to me, it just tasted like...
Are they all the chewy ones?
It's just squish and a bit of salt. Just tastes really salty. Not for me, but a lot of people, hello, if you're in East London, they love it. They love the pie and the mash and the liquor, don't they? Anyway, so Jamie was going around Essex and East London in this particular episode for...
30. Go on, it's Monday.
All right, cool.
Everyone needs cheering up.
For 30 Scott Mills points, how many times does Jamie, in this episode, mention his winkles?
Five
winkles?
Yeah.
Is this show like an hour, is it?
Okay, seven.
Are you changing your answer now?
Yeah.
So, seven winkles. Let me know how many winkles you think Jamie Oliver's got on 81199. Here he is.
50-odd miles up the coast from Southend, I'm going winkling with my fisherman friend Ben. Sounds rude, right? But it's just gathering winkles. Ben started out collecting sacks of winkles. These days, winkles might not be the trendiest thing on a dinner plate. All those lovely winkles. Winkles are fantastic.
Quit playing games with my...
Winkle. I mean, we really treated winkles like packets of crisps.
Why does my...
Winkle.
Feel so
bad. The world's your oyster. Or winkle.
My grandmother used to make winkle sandwiches.
I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my...
Winkle. On the way home, Ben shows me the best way to get all the barnacles off my winkles.
Oh. 13 winkles in there. No points for you, my darling.
Got it.
Give yourself 30 Scott Mills points and a good old Essex slap on the back. If you said 13...
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Travis McCoy and Matt from Gym Class Heroes are here. Hello.
Yeah.
Well, hi, welcome. Yeah, thanks for coming to see us, because aren't you on stage in about 10 minutes?
Yeah. We're playing it real close right now.
I like that, though, because some people are there for hours before, and you're like, yeah, be fine. Yeah, 10 minutes before. I presume you've already done the sound check.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, okay.
Sounding pretty good.
2-2, 1-2, 2-2. Do you get really nervous before a show? Because a lot of artists would be too nervous to come and talk to me just before a show.
Nah, I mean, well, I think it's more, we get more anxious than anything to kind of get out there and do our thing.
So really, I'm kind of chilling you out at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been in the UK?
We got here today, off the ferry. Konnichiwa.
Did you arrive? I bet you went first class on the plane, right?
We took our bus over.
So
we came underwater.
So you have been you've been on a ferry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Do they have first class on a ferry?
Not that I know of.
They don't.
I just stayed on the bus and slept.
See, so. I've got this thing with I think that all forms of transport you should be able to sleep flat in at some point.
Yeah.
But you could probably...
I got to sleep on the bus, so.
All right. Okay. Yeah. But on the ferry you're kind of doing it.
Yeah, yeah. So and I was it actually was tampering with my dreams a bit because I was having dreams that I was underwater. Like,
yeah, yeah, you get water dreams. Yeah.
Kind of find it a little therapeutic. Feels like I'm on a water mattress or something.
Yeah, your own waterbed. Yeah. Now, obviously, you do a lot of traveling around. I guess that after a while, one venue looks kind of the same as the next.
Smell the same, though.
Do they not?
Not this one today either.
Why? Coco has a very distinct and pukey smell.
There are some smells.
Right. It's like when you go into a club in the middle of the day, it's all wrong because all the lights are on. It's like, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah, it exposes too much.
And there's a certain smell to it.
Fermentation. Babies.
So, do the UK venues smell different to the ones in, let's say, America?
No, they all smell bad.
Do they?
They all
stale beer.
Super horrible.
Vomit.
See, it used to be, before the smoking ban, you used to just be able to smell smoke. But
that,
now,
and I dig that.
Yeah.
I dig that. I take smoke over half the things we smell any day.
Yeah. Now I find that venues and clubs do smell a bit of feet. Do you find that at all?
Yeah, it's missing the nicotine air freshener.
I think the smoke was effectively masking all of that.
Have you ever completely been on stage and forgotten what city you were in?
Oh, yeah, of course. There's nothing, I mean, there's nothing more, I mean, even falling on stage is less embarrassing than yelling out the wrong city name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm usually a day late. Like, for instance, right now, I think I'm in Belgium.
Do you? Shall I ask you some really kind of weird European questions?
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Okay. In French.
Yeah. So, your heart is a stereo. What does this mean?
Basically, I'm wired from the chest to the belly button, and I have speakers where my breasts are.
Nice. So do you have, like, Manchester or London or Atlanta written on a huge piece of paper so you don't forget?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Good. I love that. If I wanted to book you for a gig, obviously I'd need a lot of money. Apart from that, what would I need? Because I heard recently a band who demanded life-size cutouts of themselves in the dressing rooms.
Why would you ever
I don't
want
know.
This?
Seems like a waste of materials.
Yeah, and there's one that deliberately asks for drinks and food that they know isn't available in the UK, so they have to order it from America online in advance.
Wow. Yeah. But
Just because.
Well, you know, I was watching this documentary the other day, and I thought this was genius. The tour manager for UB40, she puts a particular type of... She does the M&M thing, where right. She says, all blue M&Ms. And it's not because the guys are jerks, it's because she wants to make sure that the people are actually going through the rider and doing what they're supposed to do.
Right, so it's a kind of... Yeah, they're making sure that they check it.
Exactly.
All right. So you don't have anything...
But we're simple guys.
Yeah.
We take the fruit platter, the Fanta, Stella, and a bottle of Jameson, and we're good.
Fine. Yeah. I always like to do a Twitter search of the guests' names before they come in. So I searched Travis McCoy earlier, and 90% of it on Twitter was girls saying that you were sexy.
Oh, okay.
In lots of different languages. For instance, I love Travis McCoy. Travis McCoy is so fit. Travis McCoy nom nom nom, etc.
What is nom nom? Is that like yum, like eating? Oh god.
Yeah. What's it like being told by people every day that you are the sex, basically?
Honestly, it's strange to me because I grew up feeling like a Yeti. You know what I mean? So for to recently have all this sex appeal, I don't know where it's coming from, but
is it recent?
I'll take it.
The last few years?
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to say. He's like, I don't know. There's lots going on for you at the moment, Travi, because you've got the new Gym Class Hero single, which we're going to play in a second, and also you have teamed up with Stushy as well for their track, which is my big thing this week. We're playing it
every
day.
They're actually playing with us tonight.
Are they on as well?
Yeah.
That is a huge deal for them.
Huge. I mean, the song's huge.
Yeah.
And the video's fantastic.
Yes. How did you get to hear about them?
The manager, I believe, hit up mine and...
Right, that's it.
Livewire's connected and made that happen.
Have you been in the Stushy van yet?
I have not.
Have you seen it?
No, but I'm sure it's spectacular.
It's not that glamorous. They have a pink van, which is a transit van, that they just travel around in. Like, hello, we're Stushy! And then they just go off to the next venue or radio station.
They have like a megaphone on top. So they can...
Hello! We've done a song with Travis McCoy! You're going to love it. It's called Love Me.
But that's not what it's really called.
When they sing, they've got voices of angels, haven't they?
Oh, my God.
You see? Do you think they've got a big future?
What's that?
You've got a big future, do you think, Stushy?
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. The thing is, like, they're such characters, you know what I mean? And each one has their own personality. And I think, in a sense, you know, it's a little something for everybody, you know?
Do you fancy any of them?
No. I think they're beautiful women, but I have a girlfriend.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oops. I have to say, guys, you have a refreshingly small entourage.
Yeah, we keep it tight.
Yeah. Do you know what all these people do?
Nope. Okay. I know this guy gets a chunk of my money.
Does he? Quite a lot. Yeah, what, like 50%?
A lot.
Really?
And
Wow.
She gets a little bit of it.
Right.
He gets some.
Nothing.
But I love them all.
Okay. Hi, guys, by the way. So there's three people. We were saying five. We had a little sweepstake.
Well, I mean, just because I rap doesn't mean I roll with 100 people that I don't need around me, you know.
100 people in sunglasses, generally. We've had some, I'm not going to name names, but we've had people in before, and literally there is a wall of people, like, all across there.
Unnecessary.
And they're huddled up, you know
there's unnecessary paychecks.
A lot. And obviously, there's no eye contact because they're all wearing sunglasses. So I just can't
tell. I find it a little bit impersonal to wear sunglasses inside.
Yeah, because it's not.
It's tough for me to wear sunglasses, period. Is like it? To look people in their eyes.
Yeah, I like that. See, we're looking at each other now. It's much better. At the part you joined us in the show, we were just talking about how amazing it is sitting down in the shower. Have you ever tried it?
I do it a lot.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, at my girlfriend's place, she doesn't really have a shower. You know the thing that you put shower on.
Right, so
you
so have
if you want to take
to
a shower, you have to sit in the tub.
It's a handheld experience, isn't it?
One time I fell asleep. With the shower handle. It sounds really gross.
No, I like it. You fell asleep with the shower handle in your hand? Wow. Was it on?
It was on.
But that is blasting you in the face quite severely. Like, how do you fall asleep during that?
Literally 3 hours later, like.
Oh, at least I'm clean.
Yeah.
You ever had this
super
experience?
Clean.
Matt, have you ever tried sitting down?
Nah, it seems like such an elderly thing to do. It is. I'm trying to give myself something to work towards.
Generally, it's a hungover thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And, it's just, if you're lazy, if you're feeling lazy, it really does work. A lot of people, Mike from Chard, saying, I'm embracing single life. I've recently split up from my girlfriend, and now I can use the sit-down shower experience whenever I want. It's true. Now
but
that she's not in your life
time,
anymore.
You got to think about all the nasty stuff that's getting in your bum. You know what I mean? For all the people that have stood up in your shower. You know what I mean? Like their feet.
I mean, I don't think you should use it in a communal shower situation, Travis. I'm just saying your own personal shower.
But I let people take a shower in my place every now and then.
Do you?
And I don't know what the hell's on their feet, you know.
So. Yeah, that's true. So maybe clean it before.
I think you're right.
Okay, this is going weird. So thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks
and
for
have
us.
A good gig tonight and say hi to Stoche.
I'll do that.
Good to see you guys. Thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Go on, pigs.
Is that the Scott Mills remix?
Go on, pigs.
Is that what you think dubstep sounds like?
Go on, pigs.
Hi. It is like that.
Oh, do you ever do that where you do a pig noise too many times and it makes the back of your throat tickle and everything else and you feel a bit dizzy?
Just got it myself.
Did you do that? Oh, that's so weird. Oh, look at that.
I was trying to imitate dubstep. Yeah,
I feel
all the
like
time.
I'm choking myself. Like, asphyxiate yourself by over pig noising. Can you imagine? What a strange way to die. There's a name for that, isn't there? I'm sure there's a name for that where people die in really unfortunate circumstances.
Is there?
No, but like obviously every death is unfortunate, and God willing, you know that will never happen to anyone close to anyone listening. But the point is that when people just really unfortunate circumstances
like
happen.
Making the Darwin Awards or something.
Is it the Darwin Awards? Yeah. It's something like that's what I'm looking for.
Oh yeah,
good save.
Yes,
I think that's quite sexy.
Both DJs died today whilst trying to impersonate dubstep by doing impersonate dubstep.
Imporksonate.
Okay, good.
Normally, when we're on a roll, because let's be honest, our name's on the marquee, and someone in the background says something, we're willing to totally let it slide. But in this case, you can laugh on mic, Scott. It's okay during that bit. It's fine. In this case, I just want to get some clarification from Becky with regards to which part of that is quote unquote sexy, the pig noises or the Darwin Awards, because no right answer here, to be fair.
Yeah.
Pig noises.
All right.
Really?
That's an important.
I'm from Somerset.
So a sound of a
not
DJ.
Not anymore. You're not. You just totally got banished from the Somerset region.
The sound of a DJ making a pig noise to impersonate dubstep is sexy to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's killed that for me forever. That's for sure.
I'm never doing another pig noise as long as I live. We're done. Pig noises shut, closed.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.